What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. As you can tell, I took a few days off from making episodes, but I'm back now, so thank you all for those that are sticking around. But with that being said, as you can tell from the title of this episode, I am leaving M1 Finance. I am transferring, I actually already started the transfer from my assets from M1 Finance into Fidelity. And I want to talk about why I'm doing that, but also just talk about the transferring account process and how, quite honestly, simple it is. So first off, why am I transferring out of M1 Finance into Fidelity? For those of you that have followed me for quite some time, you know I have a Fidelity account already, and I started an M1 Finance account on the side to just auto-invest into a portfolio to show the power of investing consistently every single week, which I already do in my Fidelity account where I have a lot more money in, but I just wanted to create a separate account. But as I have done that for the last year and a half or so, I just realized it's kind of pointless, to be honest, to have two accounts, two taxable brokerage accounts at two separate places where I'm investing, you know, money into both when I could just have it all housed in one. And I already have a lot of assets in terms of value at Fidelity. I like Fidelity, so why not just do it at Fidelity? And I've been thinking about doing this for quite some time, last few months, but recently the move that Fidelity did is kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back to move my assets from M1 Finance to Fidelity. The reason I was drawn to M1 Finance is the ability to auto-invest and set up PIs to auto-invest that money. Well, Fidelity recently introduced auto-investing features on their platform where I can go in there and say, I want to put X amount of dollars every single week, every single month, whatever frequency I want on Fidelity to then go and have that auto invested. Fidelity used to not offer that. Now they do. That is one reason why I wanted to use M1 Finance over Fidelity. Now Fidelity offers that. M1 Finance does that, but now that Fidelity does, I like Fidelity better. So why not move my assets over to Fidelity? Also, the whole PI feature that M1 Finance has, I think is awesome. Fidelity recently introduced a very similar feature with their basket portfolios. It is $5 a month. I have not tried it yet. I think I'm going to try it. I'm not for certain if I will. But now they offer a very similar feature that M1 Finance does. What's drawn me to M1 Finance? I've always liked Fidelity a lot better. But since they used to not have that, that's why I chose M1. Now that they offer that, I don't see the need to have Fidelity and M1 Finance. So that's kind of why I'm switching and transferring my account from M1 Finance. I'm just going to roll it into my other brokerage account in Fidelity. Very, very simple process. This is kind of what I did. I basically went on Fidelity's website and I said, I want to transfer assets. I log into my account. I start a transfer. I submit my transfer request to Fidelity. It took a few minutes. I just basically put in my account number at M1, put in some more information, personal information, said, yes, I want to start a transfer. Fidelity will then contact M1 Finance in this case, or whatever brokerage or whatever place you're transferring money from. They contact my current firm requesting assets from that account. After processing the request, the current firm, in this case, M1 Finance, will then send my assets to Fidelity. And what I did was what is called a transfer in kind, which means all the shares of the certain ETFs that I own will just transfer from M1 Finance to Fidelity. So it's not like it sells it, I then get taxed, then I have to go back, get the cash in Fidelity and then buy them again. It is transfer in kind. So if I own 10 shares of XYZ ETF, it will transfer over 10 shares of XYZ ETF in Fidelity. M1 Finance will then transfer the assets to Fidelity. And then in 3 to 5 business days, that's what Fidelity says it usually takes, it will then deposit my assets into the account that I want them to go into. I'm just going to roll them all into one brokerage account that I already have there. So hopefully in 3 to 5 business days, I literally did this yesterday on March 28th. So by next week, hopefully I will have my assets in my account at Fidelity. Sometimes there are fees that are involved. For example, M1 Finance says there is a $100 fee they're going to charge me to transfer out of their brokerage accounts. obviously that's not ideal, but at the end of the day, pay $100 and just have it all in one place for the convenience to me is well worth it. Once I get those assets into Fidelity, I will then own all of my ETFs in one place at Fidelity. This will allow me to easily set up auto investing how I did it on M1 Finance at Fidelity. Like I said, I might start exploring the basket feature that Fidelity offers. I'm not sure if I'm going to do that yet. Obviously, I will update if I'm doing that. But now, instead of every single week splitting up $250 into my M1 Finance account and other money into my Fidelity account, I can just put it all in one. Literally, I'm doing this for sake of convenience. I am not against M1 Finance. I am not a fan anymore. I still love their platform, but simply Fidelity caught up with the times, if you want to say it like that, and they've now increased their features very, very similar to M1 Finance. And to me, I've always liked Fidelity a lot better. They just used to not offer that. Now that they do, I don't see the point to have M1 Finance and Fidelity. So that is kind of why I'm doing that and how I'm doing that. It's very, very simple. I've transferred accounts before to different places and it's very simple. Usually takes a few days. Fidelity, they actually have a place to track it as well so I can see where they are on the process. Usually within 3 to 5 days, at least that's what Fidelity says. Some brokerages might take a little bit longer, but usually within a week or so, you will have your assets, barring no issues, of course. You will have your assets from one place to the other. There will sometimes be fees. Sometimes they might waive those fees. Sometimes there's special offers going on where Fidelity would say, they're obviously not doing this right now, but they could have or potentially have in the past said, we will pay the $100 fee that M1 is charging you because they want you to bring assets to their platform. Again, they're not offering that, but sometimes I've seen that in the past where brokerages will offer those types of things. But it's a very, very simple process to transfer assets from one place to the other. This is why whenever I talk about to not get hung up on, do I choose M1 Finance over Fidelity, over Vanguard, over Charles Schwab, over Robinhood, just pick one. Because if you want to transfer out, yeah, there might be a small fee, but it's a very, very simple process, right? Barring, you know, if you have different types of retirement accounts or different accounts, I'm just talking about a simple taxable brokerage account. It's very, very simple. So to answer the question of I'm leaving M1 Finance, there's no bad blood. I still like their platform. However, I just see for my sake of convenience, for my sake of now that Fidelity offers these types of features, I'm just going to move all my money to Fidelity that I had at M1 to make it very, very simple on me. No other reason than that. The auto invest feature on Fidelity is really awesome. It could use a little bit of work, but I'm sure it just rolled out in a new feature. So I'm sure potentially it'll get better in due time, but where it's at right now is sufficient for what I want it to do. And like I said, I will look at the basket feature that Fidelity has. I'm not using it currently. I might use it. I have not looked at it enough to see, is it worth it? I'll see it once I transfer these assets over from M1 into Fidelity to see how it works without the basket feature. Maybe I will use it. For me, $5 a month, $60 a year is worth it. With the amount of money that I have there, it's a very, very small fee to use those features like the basket. So I will let you know if I use that or not. But as of right now, I don't use M1 Finance. I'm transferring money out of M1 into Fidelity. This episode is kind of just explaining why, and more importantly, just letting you understand how the process works and how it's very, very simple most of the time to transfer from one place to another. But with that being said, my name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. This Sunday is Easter, so if you celebrate, happy Easter. Thank you for letting me have a few days off. I didn't post on Monday or Wednesday this past week, but I'm back now posting on the podcast and have some very excited things coming very, very soon. So if you want to stay informed and stay in touch, down in the show notes below is my free weekly newsletter, which I send out to 15,000 people currently, actually a little more than that, almost 16,000 people every single Friday. It is free to subscribe, free to join. You can unsubscribe at any time. No bad feelings there. Just if you want to stay connected with money tips, money conversations, all thing investing, then that is a great place to get your information. That is all down in the show notes below. But thank you all for listening. Happy Easter, like I said, and I will see you all on Monday in the next episode. Goodbye.